Oke. Kamu mau kemana setelah 30 menit?
Oke.
Kamu mau kemana?
You
Kamu
have,
boleh bosai?
yeah, for the last 3 minutes. Oh, is it protein powder?
Ya, kamu mau kemana?
Anyway, we'll do
Kalau
it.
ada sebugi.
Oh, peeling sunburn.
Sunburn. Kamu mau kemana setelah ini?
What do
Oke.
we want to so?
Where do you want to go? Where are you going to go after this?
Aku aku punya rapat sama 30 orang.
Oh, banyak ya.
Ya.
Okay, so we have the word mau. Mau has two meanings. It could be to want or to be going to. Okay, and then we have abis ini, after this. Some people in a very formal way we say setelah ini. After this. And then sebelum, before. Sebelum ini, before this. Okay, so let me repeat, kamu mau kemana abis ini? Kak Medi?
Again, I have to say again.
Yeah, say it again.
So aku mau di rempat, no, di banyak rempat sama orang habis ini.
Okay, very good. Habis ini. Okay, kalau kamu Jacob, kamu ada acara hari ini?
Wait, what am I doing today?
Mm-hmm.
Aku mau ke kelas di sekolah dan di satu mentoring.
Oke, okay. Kalian tahu hari ini hari apa?
Hari ini Tuesday. What's Tuesday?
What is Tuesday? Apa Kak Medi, kamu tahu hari ini hari apa?
Selasa.
Selasa, betul.
I just read it from the screen.
Oh, hari ini. Oke, okay. Kemarin hari apa kemarin?
Kemarin. Kemarin Mondag, Monday. Setul.
Senin. Senin.
Senin,
Senin.
Senin, Selasa, Senin.
rambut.
Besok? Aku punya kontraseptif pil.
Oke.
dan aku, no, aku mau, shit, I don't know enough words to say that.
Makan. What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that I was reading like the pill, the letters, special, and that was like a big problem for me.
Are you sharing screen?
No, I'm gonna send a link.
Okay. Mana-mana, di mana?
Baca, aku mau.
Baca, to read.
Baca baru.
And then we have the word ulangi. Let's repeat after me, ulangi.
Ulangi.
To repeat.
To repeat, ulangi.
Betul. And then if it's too fast, if I speak too fast, you can say pelan-pelan.
Pelan-pelan.
Slow. Or like, please, yeah, slowly.
Slowly.
Yeah.
So like we can say ulangi pelan-pelan, like
Very good,
slowly.
betul. Ulangi pelan-pelan. Di mana ini? Oh, hold on. Sebentar. Oh, sebentar, sebentar.
But he's trying to send you to buy
Okay.
drugs.
Yes, yeah, yes.
No, there is so behind the pills, there are all the days of the week here.
Oh, yeah.
So they are not consecutive. So I fucked up.
Oh no.
Maddie's pregnant.
Congratulations on your upcoming baby.
Indo, and I didn't know because they are in Indo. So I was like Mingu, and then it was Tuesday, but my PL was for Mingu.
Was Sunday.
Mean over this is it.
Oh, itu di bahasa Indonesia, pil kamu.
Yeah.
Oke, okay, now you know. Hopefully it's not too late ya.
Yeah.
Oh, begitu. Oke, okay. Ya ya. Kalau besok kalian tahu besok hari apa?
Kalian
Besok.
besok, besok aku
Tomorrow, Wednesday. I didn't check my notes.
Wednesday. Oh wait, what day is Wednesday? Wait, can you repeat the question? So ulangi.
What day it is?
Let's go here. Besok hari apa? Where is it here? Besok hari apa?
Rabu.
Besok hari Rabu
Besok,
ya.
besok Rabu.
Okay. How do you say what's your favorite day?
What day? So, hari apa favoritku? Mu, favoritmu?
Very good, betul. Hari apa favorit kamu?
Hari apa favorit kamu?
Or you can also say your favorite day. Hari favorit kamu apa?
Ya.
Okay. Apa, Kak Medi, hari favorit kamu dan apa hari favorit kamu, Jacob?
Sabtu.
Oh, kenapa?
Soalnya Sabtu adalah setu what was first?
Pertama,
What is it?
pertama, pertama,
Pertama.
pertama, pertama, pertama hari, of ke weekend.
Okay. So, hari pertama, because first day. Dari akhir pekan. Let's repeat after me, akhir pekan.
Akhir pekan.
Betul, akhir pekan, weekend.
Oh,
So,
wow.
pekan is week, and then akhir is end. That's why akhir pekan, weekend.
Dari of the
Betul, dari off.
dari
Betul. Kalau kamu, Jacob, kamu suka hari favorit kamu, hari apa?
aku Jumat favoritku selanya aku punya long lunch.
Okay, sorry, say long lunch. Long say panjang. And then
Panjang.
makan. Makan siang.
Makan siang. But is there no word for lunch like sarapan?
We have sarapan, but we don't have makan. We don't have another word for makan siang.
Makan siang.
Yeah. So how do you say, because I have long lunch.
Kirana.
Selana aku punya makan siang panjang.
Yeah, or in this case, you can use lama. So
Lama.
panjang here could also works for time and measurement. But usually when it comes to time, we say lama.
Lama.
Long as in time. So how do you say don't be long?
Don't be long.
Like don't take so much time. So when it comes to don't, we say jangan, remember?
Jangan.
No, I didn't remember. Jangan.
Don't be. I don't know what B is like. Don't.
Okay. So jangan lama here.
Just jangan lama.
I remember satu juk.
Setuju, right? So when it comes to imperative, we always use jangan. Even though don't means tidak, right? When it comes to,
Yeah.
but if it's imperative, don't equals jangan. So how do you say don't eat my food?
Jangan makan.
And then my food?
Masaku.
Makanan aku.
Makanan aku.
Betul, jangan makan makanan aku. And then don't call me.
Jangan telepon aku.
Betul, jangan telepon aku. And then we have don't be noisy. Even though in English we have be for adjective, in Indonesian we don't. So don't be noisy. You want to go straight to noisy. Noisy is berisik.
Ah, very sick.
Berisik.
Very
Berisik,
sick.
berisik, berisik.
Yeah.
So don't be noisy.
Jangan very sick.
Betul, jangan berisik. So the way you want to soften it, just use please. Jangan berisik, tolong.
Jangan berisik, tolong.
Betul.
So like that's like yeah. Don't mean to that. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, but if you want to say, I don't have money, how do you say that?
Aku jangan punya. Wait, I don't know what money
You
is.
don't have money. So aku punya tidak money. Udah.
Very good. Ini is closer. So aku tidak punya uang.
Don't have.
Why we don't use jangan here?
Because it's
Uang.
not imperative.
Very good, betul. Because this is not imperative. We
Imperative.
don't say jangan here.
Imperative is when you order someone to do something.
It's a command. Yeah, command, command, command.
So, uang. Wait, how do I say that? Wang. Wang. Uang. Yuang.
Uang.
Uang.
Uang, uang, uang,
Uang.
uang.
Uang. Aku tidak puang uang.
Aku tidak
Punya.
punya.
Manifest. Don't say that.
Manifest, don't say that. Yeah. I also
No.
have a lot of money then. How do you say I'm rich?
Aku mahal.
Kan mahal. Kaya.
Kaya, rich. Aku kaya.
Aku kaya.
Aku makan kaya toast.
Yeah. Jangan bilang itu.
Very good, betul. Jangan bilang itu.
I'm
Okay.
checking if I'm looking.
I'm looking at, I'm trying to read.
And then also, we have
What's he say? Bilang.
jangan bilang itu. The
Don't
right.
say it. Don't say
And
that.
then we also have this word gitu, like
Gitu.
that. And then gini, like this.
Gitu.
In this context, you can say, instead of saying jangan bilang itu, you can say jangan bilang gitu.
Okay, it's easy because itu and
Itu.
ini, but you put the G,
Yeah,
which is like.
like
So, I like the G point.
Yeah, and then we also have this one, segini.
Segini.
And then segitu.
Segitu.
Segini means this much.
This much.
Or this many. Segitu, this much, or this many. This one is followed by gesture. Let's say, oh, how much? Let's say, oh, bring me, pour me some water. And then you pouring, and then segini, like that.
Okay.
This one is followed by Chester, or like, yeah, like that. Same. Oke. Okay. Hari ini kalian udah makan?
Hari ini Kak, what? Hari ini
Kalian
Kak?
udah makan?
What we ate today?
Udah makan?
If we ate money?
Oke, hari ini kalian udah makan? Hari ini kalian udah makan?
Did we have lunch already?
Very good. Betul. Have you guys have lunch?
Because Uda means already.
Betul.
Ya, aku makan udah.
Udah makan.
Aku udah makan sweet and sour fish.
Oh, ikan ya. Ikan. Ikan.
Ikan manis.
Ikan.
Dan manis dan asam ya, asam sour. Gitu. Kalau kamu Jacob, kamu udah makan?
aku makan wait, tadi apa? Is that
Kenapa?
before? Wait, what's the one for before? Like earlier.
Sebelum.
Earlier, like earlier today.
Oh, tadi.
Tadi hari aku makan protein dan yogurt.
Oh, tadi pagi.
Tadi pagi.
Oh, tadi pagi. Oke.
Kemarin juga.
Kemarin juga, setiap hari ya, every day. Setiap
Lagi.
every. Oke, setiap hari, every day. Let's repeat after me. Setiap, setiap, setiap.
Setiap, setiap,
Setiap
setiap.
sih.
So that's why setiap means every. So how do you say every person or everyone?
Setiap orang.
Orang.
Very good. Setiap orang. And then every chair.
Chair. Setiap.
Desperately looking for a chair.
Kur?
Chair.
Kursi.
Kursi.
Tuh, kursi. And then
Kursi.
we have table, meja.
Meja.
Betul. And then other than every, we have each, masing-masing.
Masing-masing.
So how do you say each person pay for their own food?
Okay, so masing-masing orang beli untuk mereka makan.
Masing-masing orang, how do you say pay? Bah?
Beli.
Beli is to buy. Pay, bayar.
Bayar. So masing-masing orang bayar, like so they pay untuk mereka.
Oh, you want to go with food first because it's a food.
Oh, makanan mereka
Mereka, and then we have own sendiri.
sendiri.
Yeah, so each is masing-masing and then own as in like this, we have sendiri. Sendiri could be alone and then oneself or own. So how do you say I can do it myself?
Aku bisa sendiri.
Lakuin sendiri. Very good. So to do, lakuin. Lakuin, lakuin, lakuin.
Lakuin.
Aku bisa lakuin sendiri.
Betul. So, how do you say go by yourself, ya?
Junggan pergi ke sendiri.
Pergi sendiri. Pergi
Pergi
sendiri.
sendiri.
Why we don't put jangan here? Because it's not don't. It's go by yourself.
Pergi sendiri.
Iya, so we don't put jangan because this is not don't, gitu.
Gotcha. So jangan is only when it's negative, not before.
Betul, jangan is when it's only negative. So go by yourself, pergi sendiri.
But how do I like how, why doesn't that mean I go by myself?
Okay, you because there is no subject here, that's why it's pergi sendiri. But you can say I go by myself.
Aku pergi sendiri.
Yeah, it goes like that. Aku pergi sendiri.
Ke gym. Aku
Bisa.
pergi sendiri ke gym.
Oh,
So.
kasihan ya. What a pity. So we have this word kasihan. What a pity. Or poor. Like that. Okay, let's repeat. Kasihan, kasihan, kasihan.
Kasihan aku.
Kamu kasihan ya. Kenapa kamu
Aku pergi
kasihan?
sendiri ke sinema.
Aduh, kasihan ya.
Kasihan kamu. No, kasihan aku.
Iya.
Aku suka pergi sendiri.
Kalian suka pergi sendiri atau sama temen?
Aku pergi sendiri ke gym.
Ke gym. Kenapa enggak sama Kak Medi?
Kamu suka pergi sendiri, soalnya kamu nggak have to,
Harus?
harus
Nggak harus.
Oke. Nggak harus apa?
mesti what?
Pergi sendiri.
Must go alone.
No, you like going alone because you don't have to go alone. Okay.
Philosophical.
Okay.
I need simple, not philosophical.
So have to means must. Okay. So how do you say you have to go to the gym with me?
Kamu harus pergi ke gym
Sama aku.
sama aku.
Very good. Yeah.
Sama aku.
Ya,
Kita
kamu.
pergi sendiri.
So, how do you say we have to go together?
Kami pergi. Oh, kami harus pergi.
Do you remember how to say together?
No.
Together means bareng-bareng.
Bareng,
Oh, this
bareng.
is like 5 lessons ago.
Yeah, bareng-bareng or bersama. But you can also say bareng.
Bareng. Oh, fuck.
So how do you say we have to go together?
This weekend, we will study deeply.
Very good. I'm looking forward, yeah.
Oh, I'm so bad.
So how do you say we have to go together?
Kami harus pergi bersama.
Bersama bisa. Speaking of barang, we have this thing called barang. Barang means item, but when you say things, you say hal-hal. So barang is stuff, but if it's abstract, you say hal-hal.
Hal-hal apa?
Yeah, so what things like you know like report something like that we say abstract, but if it's like something that you can see non-abstract like you know like your stuff at home then we say barang.
Like barang apa?
Betul. So item.
You know?
So when you want to make it plural, you just repeat the word. Yeah. So barang is singular. How do you say it in a plural way? How do you say I
Barang-barang
have lots
banyak
of
barang.
Betul, I have lots of stuff at home. How do you say this?
Aku punya barak-barang.
Yeah.
Ke rumah.
Di rumah.
Di rumah.
Aku punya barang-barang di rumah.
Bisa, exactly. So you can say banyak barang or you can say barang-barang. When you already repeat the word, you don't need to put banyak anymore.
I thought that barang-barang was together.
Bareng-bareng together, barang-barang items up. So if it's eh, it's together. If it's ah, this one is tough, ya. Gitu.
Bareng.
Let's say that Indonesian is easy.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy. See, it's almost close. So the way you want to remember it is a lot easier. So how do you say I have many stuff to do?
Aku punya barang-barang lidak.
Wrong. So because you, oh sorry, here let's put it here. I have many stuff to do. How do you say that?
Stuff. What's like to do?
Ah, halal.
Very good, betul. So aku punya banyak
Banyak hal-hal.
hal-hal or banyak hal untuk dilakukan.
Dilakukan.
Iya, so this one is passive. We're going to talk about this later.
Lakuin, lakuin, no?
Lakuin. So you can also say, I have to do many stuff. Let's put it here. I have to do many stuff. Many things.
So
Aku.
aku but I have to harus aku harus bareng barang-barang
Tujuh.
halal.
Oh.
Ah, no, sorry, halal halal.
Hal-hal. And then how do you say to do?
Lakuin.
Lakuin. Aku harus lakuin hal-hal. Or
Cool.
banyak hal. Normally, instead of saying hal-hal, we would say banyak hal.
Oh, okay. So al is many things.
Betul.
And banyak is also many things.
Betul. So you can choose either you can repeat the thing or you can put banyak and then put this only one time.
Okay, yeah, okay. Aku
Aku
harus lakuin
lakuin
banyak
banyak
hal.
hal
This
sore ini.
14 hours lah.
Betul, bagus, bagus. Hari ini kalian bangun jam berapa?
Sorry, I one more.
Hari ini kalian ke kantor jam berapa?
Jam berapa? Aku pergi ke rumah jam 5.
Oke, kalau ke kantor jam berapa? Kalau ke kantor.
Something in the office. Kalau.
Oh, okay, could you remind Jacob about kalau, Kak Madan?
If.
If, okay, and then what else? What else? The meaning of kalau, if, and then?
If kalau.
It's conditional.
Yeah, and then they have another, it has another meanings, remember?
No.
What about?
Ah.
Yeah, what about? And yeah, as for. So it goes like this. It has three meanings. So how do you say what about going to office? What time? How do you say this?
Kalau pergi ke kantor,
And then what time?
jam berapa?
Betul, jam berapa? And then how do you say, let's say Jacob says some statement and then you want to talk about your statement, you can say, as for me, I don't like durian.
Kalau aku suka durian.
Aku don't like.
Ah, tidak suka.
Iya, tidak suka durian. So it goes like this. Gitu.
Me, I don't like Yaki.
Permisi, aku harus pergi ke tempat.
Oh, oke. Okay. Kasihan ya. Tapi silahkan sampai jumpa besok ya.
Sampai jumpa lagi.
Iya, sampai jumpa lagi. Dadah.
Bye.
Okay, so it goes like this. Any questions with this one before we move on? Sebelum kita.
No, I think I just need to practice. It's just a lot.
Okay, so today we're going to practice saying about telling time, yeah?
Yeah.
So we know that, oh, here, let's put it here. This one, right? The easiest way is to mention what is that? The number 7:15, 7:15. However, Indonesians love using the word lewat or kurang. Okay, so lewat or kurang or setengah. So if I ask you jam, nah ini jam berapa?
Jam 11, and then the word that means a quarter. Wait, let me go back to my
Kurang, ya betul kurang.
oh, so it's like 15 past, it's like one per four, like se per enam, se per enam or something, se per enam.
Seperempat.
What is it? Then sentega.
Yeah.
Sentega.
So, okay. Bukan setengah, it's not setengah yet, yeah. It's in three, like here. So, how do you say this one is 10:15? What is another way to say 10:15?
So sebelas lawat lima belas.
Okay, this one is wrong. Why? 11 lewat 15 is wrong. Salah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So why? When you say lewat, you just say the hour, the jam exactly what it is. So what this one is what? Ini berapa?
Sebelas.
No. 10. Se?
Then.
Se? 10.
Oh, 10.
So you're almost close ya. 10 lewat 15. Iya. Or if you want to use quarter, you want to say 10 lewat
Sebelas.
seperempat.
Okay.
Iya, exactly.
Yeah, that's clear. I was thinking Sebelas is Sepuluh. I got 10 and 11 confused.
It's okay.
I
So,
was thinking about like 100, and I was thinking about this and Belas, but yeah.
apa-apa. So, ini jam berapa, Jacob?
Okay. So Supulu, wait, Supulu luat Supulu.
Very good, 10 lewat 10. Kalau mana ya? Kalau ini jam berapa?
Dua belas kurang sembilan.
Okay, in this case, it's not 12, but you go with the upcoming hour. If you
Oh,
up.
satu. Okay, satu jam satu luat sembilan. Oh, cool. Oh, sorry. So it's jam satu kurang sembilan.
Very good, betul. Jam 1 kurang 9. So, jam 1 kurang 9. Goes like this. And then, kalau ini jam berapa?
Okay,
Okay, let's go with this one deh. Ini jam
dua. Okay, yeah. Okay. So, jam dua kurang setuju.
10.
Sepuluh.
Iya. Yeah. Oke, okay, jam 2 kurang 10. Very good. Ini jam berapa?
Okay. Jam suju. Wait, satu dua tiga empat lima enam tujuh. So wait, setuju.
So?
Sepuluh.
Hmm?
Sepuluh, sorry. Jam sepuluh luat sepuluh.
Very good. Jam 10 lewat 10. Ini jam berapa? Oh,
Oh,
hold.
okay.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Let's do the exact one instead. Okay, mana nih?
Are we trying to do like
We are trying to do half, yeah.
yeah.
Okay, let's go with this one first. Ini jam berapa?
Jam lima.
Jam 5. And then we also have another way to say exactly, a clock. We say pas.
Pas.
Exactly. Like a
Just for
clock.
time or for everything?
This is only for time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So jam bar sorry, so jam lima pas or pas jam?
Very good. Jam 5 pas. Nol, nol lima. Eh, sorry, jam 5 nol nol ya. Jam 5 pas. Okay. So this one, jam 5 pas. Oke, terus ini jam berapa?
Wait, jam tujuh.
Jam 7, or you can say jam 7 pas.
Jam tujuh pas.
Betul. What is the sound of? Okay, never mind. So ini.
I know you're trying to find the half past one, so it's like if it the one before would have been like jam enam setengah. It was like quarter to seven. Or
Okay.
six eleven. No wait.
Let's do this first. Ini jam berapa?
So this is okay. So sebelas kurang lima belas.
Very good. 11 kurang 15. So 10:45, you can say 11 kurang 15. Very good. Nah, terus kalau say seperempat, right? You can say 11 kurang seperempat.
Seperempat.
Betul. Seperempat, seperempat, seperempat.
Seperempat, seperempat, seperempat.
Betul. And then, kalau ini jam berapa?
Okay, so jam dua kurang sepuluh.
Betul. Jam 2 kurang 10 or 9 ya, almost 9, but that's
Yeah.
okay. Nah, kalau ini jam berapa?
Jam empat Kurang jua puluh tiga.
Betul, or 22 ya. Oke, terus ini jam berapa?
Jam 5 kurang 5.
Very good, jam 5 kurang 5. So, for example, 4:55, then you can say jam 5 kurang 5. Very good, and then let's do setengah, jam setengah. Nah, let's go with this one. Nah, ini jam berapa?
I can't remember. Do I say empat or lima? Here. So do I go the next hour or the previous hour?
The previous hour.
Okay.
No, sorry, the next hour. You put
So it's like
up.
lima, jam lima setengah.
Okay, there is difference. Here you have to say the setengah first and then the hour. So this one is, so the way it works, this one is 4:30. So 4:30, it's almost 5, right?
Yes.
But it's missing half. So you can say setengah lima.
Does it imply time? Do I have to say jam?
Yeah, you can say jam here. Jam
Jam
setengah lima.
setengah lima.
Yeah. But it's not very common to say, let's say 5:30 as lima setengah. This one is not common. So
Okay.
usually we use setengah when it comes to like upcoming hour instead of this one.
Yeah.
Gitu. Okay, so ini jam berapa?
So, jam setengah enam. Wait,
Setengah
says, empat.
setengah 4, betul. Kalau ini jam berapa?
Jam setengah empat. Okay, so jam dua. Oh wait, jam setengah dua.
Very good, jam setengah 2. Kalau ini jam berapa?
Jam setengah tujuh.
Betul, jam setengah 7. Kalau mana nih? Kalau ini jam berapa?
Jam setengah 12.
Jam setengah 12, betul. And then kita pakai mana nih? Mana, mana, mana? Oke, sebentar. Kalau ini jam berapa?
Okay, da da da, jam setengah sembilan, no sepuluh,
Betul,
sepuluh,
jam setengah 10.
sepuluh, yeah, jam
Okay.
setengah sepuluh,
Kalau ini jam berapa?
jam setengah tiga.
Betul, jam setengah 3. So, kalau ini jam berapa?
Okay. Tujuh lu jam tujuh lewat 50.
15.
15. That's
Iya, betul.
lima
Jam
belas.
15
My
ya.
brain is melting.
It's not. Terus, mana lagi? Okay, so we have a question. So the question would be, how many hours and what time? How do you say what time?
It's jam berapa?
Betul, jam berapa? And then how many hours?
So like hours, like so
So we have
berapa
berapa
jam?
jam.
Yeah.
Okay, put that in mind. If you want to ask about the time, you put jam first and then berapa.
Yeah.
But if you say berapa jam, you're asking about duration.
Yeah.
Gitu. Okay, so how do you say how many hours do you teach?
Berapa jam kamu guru
Okay, to teach we say mengajar.
mengajar
In slang we say ngajar.
naja? Berapa jam kamu ngajar?
Ngajar. Oke. And then what time do you teach?
Jam berapa kamu ngajar?
Betul. So, jam berapa kamu ngajar? It goes like this. Okay. And then how do you say how much minute?
Berapa minit?
Betul, berapa menit? Okay, so how do you say how much minute do you go to the gym? Or how much minute are you in a gym at the gym?
Berapa menit kamu at the wait, so berapa menit kamu at the gym? Like, what's like
D.
the oh, just D, just in gym.
Betul.
The
D.
gym.
Okay, so for
Berapa
the
menit kamu di gym?
very good. So for the preposition, we have D and it covers at, on, in. Sorry. So that's why when it comes to Indonesian, we have difficulty to differentiate which to use, when to use an, on, or in, because we only have one, which is D. Gitu ya. Okay. So what about how long? How long do you teach?
Okay, we talked about long before, but do we use the like how many hours, or we use long word long?
You can use long. So how long
Okay.
do you teach?
What was the long word again?
Long, long, di mana long, di mana ya? Menghilang ya, it disappears. Okay, let's go from here. Long itu lama when it comes to duration.
Lama, okay. Berapa lama kamu enggak No, I always get this wrong. Ninja, how do I say it?
Sing ngajar, sing
Ngajar.
ngajar. You
I
want to go with the word sing ngajar, sing ngajar, sing ngajar.
Sing ngajar.
Very good. So ngajar, ngajar,
Naja,
ngajar.
naja, naja, naja.
Iya, betul. And then it's okay. You're doing so good, ya. Yeah? Don't worry.
Astaga.
Don't sweat, ya. Yeah? Jangan keringetan.
Okay.
And then, how do you say how long have you been? So,
Okay, how
when it
long
comes
have
to
you been?
how long have, and then you or a subject, have or has, and then subject plus been, and then question, we say sudah berapa lama, and then question.
Sudah berapa laga? Sudah berapa lama sengaja?
Very good, betul. Sudah
What?
berapa lama ngajar? Gitu.
So how long have you been teaching?
Very good, betul. So how do you say, how long have you been in Bali?
Sudah berapa laba, lama di Bali?
Betul, sudah berapa lama di Bali? If you want to make it more casual, you remove sudah and change it, replace this with
Udah.
udah. Very good. So how do you say with this one in a casual way?
Bali.
Yeah, udah berapa lama di Bali? And then we have to wait, tunggu. So
Tunggu.
how long have you been waiting?
Okay. So waiting how long? So tunggu berapa lama?
Oh, if you say tunggu berapa lama,
How long have you waiting how
it
long?
means how long should I wait? But if you want to say how long have you been waiting, so the key here,
Come on.
when we want to use been, then this one is sudah. So, oh, sorry, this one. Yeah, so been here, we say been, we do indicator of been with sudah here.
So, tunggu as udah berapa lama?
Udah tunggu berapa lama?
Udah first. Okay, udah tunggu berapa lama?
Ya udah. Bisa udah tunggu berapa lama? And then, how long have you been here?
How long have you been here? So like, so we can do we can we start with like di sini udah been here seberapa lama?
Very good. Di sini udah berapa lama? This one is correct too. So the thing about Bahasa Indonesia, remember the question word could be put in front of the sentence or in the end of the sentence. Di sini udah berapa lama? Correct. Another possibility you might hear, udah berapa lama di sini?
Udah berapa lama di sini? So like, so been how long here?
Betul gitu. Okay, ask me questions with either of this.
Okay, da 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 da. Berapa jam kamu sinja like ninja?
Ngajar.
Naja.
Ngajar. Oke. Aku ngajar satu kelas 50 menit.
Okay, so one sat oh wait 50 minutes 50 minutes.
Iya, betul.
Okay, da da da. So berapa okay, so berapa jam oh jam berapa oh what time berapa jam kamu tidur?
Oh, aku tidur 9 jam.
9 jam.
Nah, kalau kamu
Bagus.
kamu tidur berapa jam?
Aku 5 jam.
Oh, sedikit ya. So we have to learn sedikit, sedikit, little ya. Little.
Yeah. Very little.
Sedikit banget ya.
Yeah, sedikit banget. Kemarin.
Kemarin, oke.
Hari ini aku tidur long, which is long again. Tunggu.
No?
Oh, lama.
Lama.
Lama. Okay. What are the words? Da 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 da. Okay. Okay. Jam berapa kamu pergi ke gym?
Aku pergi ke gym jam 12:30.
At one, okay.
Bukan, 12:30.
Setengah satu. It's 12:30.
Betul. See, you're doing good.
So half past two, yeah, half to one, halfway to one.
Betul, 12:30. Kalau kamu ke gym jam berapa?
Aku pergi ke gym jam 7 pagi.
Oh, 6:30 pagi. Oke. Kamu pergi ke gym setiap hari?
Sorry again.
Kamu pergi ke gym setiap hari?
Setiap hari.
Setiap, remember? Setiap, setiap, setiap. It goes here. Setiap, every. Setiap hari, every.
Every day. I want to say okay, most days. I don't know, like tidak setiap hari, tapi banyak hari.
Banyak hari. Oke. Okay. So if you want to say it depends, how do you say it depends?
I do not know.
Okay, you will use this very often. So let's remember this one. Tergantung, tergantung, tergantung.
Tergantung to gat tergantung to gatun to gatun gantun to wait gan to
Tergantung, tergantung, tergantung.
tergantung to gantung to gantung
Tergantung, tergantung, tergantung.
tergantung tergantung tergantung
Oke, so kamu pergi ke gym setiap hari?
tergantung
Tergantung. Oke, tergantung apa?
tergantung apa it depends on what.
Betul.
Aku like if what's if again?
Kalau
Kalau kalau aku punya jujitsu atau aku pergi jogging.
Okay, yeah, very good.
Wait,
So,
did that make sense? Was that it depends if I go to jiu-jitsu or jogging?
very good, yeah, you're doing so good. So, tergantung kalau aku punya jiu-jitsu atau jogging.
Okay, is jogging jogging?
Jogging, we say.
Perfect.
So, actually, I really recommend doing journaling, yeah, because when you do journaling, you kind of like write down what you have learned, right? So I'm gonna give this special space for journaling. Journaling. So you and Kak Medi can start journaling here, whatever you wanna write, yeah. So let's say journaling, kapan nih? 2 September.
So what do we write? Like what, try to make sentences with the words we did.
Betul, betul. So you can try to start journaling with the sentences you've learned, whatever you want to talk about. And then if there is new word, then you can mark. For example, saya pergi ke kantor hari ini. And then you don't know the word kantor, and then you try to search it. And then you put yellow here. Or sorry, sorry. Yeah. You cannot see this, yeah.
Yeah.
You can mark yellow here, and then you can make a list here, like, you can make a list here, that's okay, or you can make a list in your flashcard, that's totally fine, office.
Yeah.
So the purpose of journaling here is actually like to know what kind of words you need and like how you applied the word, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So please try doing that, Kak Madi too, yeah, please tell her. Maybe she's gonna be super busy, but try 1 to 2 sentences, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions before we wrap this up?
I think that's all for me today. My brain is
Okay,
exploding.
you're doing so good today. I'll see you. Sampai jumpa.
Wonderful. Yeah,
Besok.
sampai jumpa besok.
Besok, betul.
Yeah.
Okay, dadah.
Bye.
Yeah.